Monday, March 28, 2011, in Oroville. The sky is mostly clear. The humidity is 82%. The temperature range is 25 to 32 degrees Celsius, with southeasterly winds 19 to 24 kilometers per hour. Today's newscast includes an excerpt from an interview with Karl-Heinz Posch of Austria. He's a frequent visitor to Oroville and invited here this time to conduct studies and workshops on an important aspect of town planning, mobility management. Karl-Heinz is, since 2006, the coordinator of the European Platform on Mobility Management, an organization that currently has five member countries: France, Italy, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I will talk about mobility, so about traffic, but we call it mobility because traffic means also pedestrians and cyclists.
Yeah, here in Oroville we have the pedestrians, the cyclists, the mopeds, the motorbikes, and now the cars, both petrol and electric cars, and of course the lorries bringing in building materials because we are building a city. Do you foresee Oroville having roads that would accommodate all of those, or would they be separate roads, some below, some above, parallel, or how do you envision this?
Well, I think that all traffic should be integrated, that you shouldn't separate all the traffic, because in principle you don't have that much traffic. Yeah, you're a relatively small city, and if you start separating things, then you start diverging speeds, and then the roads become more dangerous. So it's more about integrating the traffic. That's one thing. On the other hand, the distances within Oroville, let's say within the so-called outer ring road, are rather small. So the distance is, I think, about 2.5 kilometers. And that you can easily do by cycling. So to get along half of the outer ring road, it takes you about 15 minutes. Yeah, and walking is about 20 to 25 minutes all across the future city. So I think that most of the traffic that you have in the center, so in the future Oroville city, in the galaxy area, can be done either on foot or on a bicycle. But if you want to make a pedestrian environment, and if you want to make more community, let's say this ideal of Oroville is also human unity, you have to do something about the fences. And we will suggest that there will be in the residential zone one model area where you move from communities to neighborhoods, so at least take some of the fences down. And I think that will be very interesting experiment, and I hope it will be successful.
Considering the ubiquitous comments and complaints about the functioning of the housing service and the housing situation, here's an extract of a summary of their activities and finances, and in its entirety, this summary may be perused in News and Notes and on Oronet. For the sake of clarity, Oroville's aim has been and is to provide free accommodation to Orovillians. This aim continues to be largely unrealized. Of 44 years of Oroville's history, houses have been built with the funds provided by the Orovillians themselves. Oroville's collective funds are utilized for maintenance of Orovillians and existing assets and services. There are, to date, no collective funds available for development of new housing. Now, in order to be a more equitable society, a system of sharing has been established in which those who build houses that cost above 5 lakhs contribute an extra 10% to a fraternal fund which provides financial support to other Orovillians without means, so that they can build newly, renovate, or extend their present houses. Houses that were vacated by those who left Oroville are either given pro bono or transferred in exchange for a donation to a new steward. In the last 2 years, Housing Service welcomed the development of 3 housing projects financed entirely with donations, which have provided 33 free accommodations, 24 in Citadine with funds from individual donors, 11 in Inspiration with funds from the Government of India, and a residence with 7 bedrooms for young Orovillians with funds from the donation of an organization. A new project financed by the government of India is underway. In conclusion of this extract, it's the housing service's most cherished dream to see more and more of these projects happening. An excerpt from Sri Aurobindo's writings. Much unhappiness arises when you take each thought that comes into your mind without stepping back to consider it as the one and only truth. You've been listening to Rawville News with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. Information and questions, comments may be directed to auravilleradio.org, and we thank you for listening.